Boker Tov, world, and Shavua Tov. Today's daf in Mesechet Nazir, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Samach Beit. And let's just get up to speed over here. Remember, we've been talking about how we know that Akum are not included in the Din of Nazir. And we first thought we had a really easy explanation, which is the fact that it says B'nai Yisrael. And sort of that seems to mean Jews. But then we found out that in places where we use B'nai Yisrael to exclude Akum, if there is also the word Ish, then we include Akum in as much of the din as we're able to, like we do by Erechin. By Erechin, we have the same B'nai Yisrael, and we have the same Ish, and we say over there that that means that the Akum is allowed to be Ne'erach, is included in the dinim of Erechin in terms of being the passive object of the Ha'aracha. And Mashen came by Nazir, we just sort of said they're not included in the Nazir at all, which doesn't make any sense. They should be included for one din or another, whatever. They're the main din, they should be included. And the exclusion of the B'nai Yisrael should be maybe not to bring korbanos, maybe they don't have a din of Nazir Olam, maybe they don't have a din of Nazir being able to be Bechayev the son in Naziras, or maybe not to be able to have a Naziras based on the money that was left by a father who was deceased. The Gemara was doch all of those possibilities. We ended up only being able to get the miut out of B'nai Yisrael. We didn't really see anything that we could be marba the Akum in. So that's what brought us up to the top over here of Samach Beis. And now we're just curious of how exactly, now that we've seen this very interesting interrelationship here, a three-way interrelationship where we've got Nazirus, Nedarim, and Arachin all wrapped up in each other because we're using the same language. We've got this B'nai Yisrael business. We've got this Ish. We've got Ish Ish also when it comes to Nedarim of Nedrei Hegdesh, when it comes to Akum. We've got the Kiafli, both by those in the Dorim and also by Arachin. Awful lot of interrelated points, and they're all specifically interrelated in the Torah because we compare them to each other. Kiyindor, Neder, Nazir, Lahazir is Beferish. Even without any connection of Kiyafli, it tells us that it's a din in the Dorim, as the Rambam introduces the whole sugya. The Naziris is a subcategory of Neder, and it just has this new element to it of being a state which you enter. So what do we need to keep repeating the same din by all of these cases if we could actually learn one out from the other? So that's the Gemara's kasha now. The Gemara takes out the word e-hachi because it really isn't based on e-hachi. It's just e-hachi is you'd say, now that I think of it, you know. But that's not usually the way that we use Ihachi. So some use the Ihachi, but whatever. It depends how colloquial the Gemara wants to be, right? All right, so now just a regular question. Ish ki afli neder be'erkecha ba'arachin lamali. Now, why do I need? You said I have to have this Ish when it comes to the Erechim, because otherwise I wouldn't know that B'nai Akum, as opposed to B'nai Yisrael, would be included when it comes to the din of Ne'erachin. That's what you said. But the thing is, I don't need to learn that out of the Ish that appears by Erechin. I can learn that out of the Hekesh, because it does say Ish to include Goyim when we're talking about Nidrei Hekdesh. And over there, it does say the same Ish. I don't understand why we need to have another one over here by Erechin. Mirte. Right? We're talking about Nedarim over here of the Nidrei Hegdesh, because it says, by Erechin, it says, Ishki Yafli Neder Be'erkecha. And then, when it comes to the din of Nedarim, of Nedaveis, and in terms of Korbanais, it says, and you'll remember the Braita, where we have Tanya Gabi Nedarim, Ish, this is the Pasuk of Ish, Ish, this is the Pasuk that we actually darshaned yesterday when we were learning out that a goy can only be Menadev and Eula, but he cannot bring Korbanos of Nazir. That was Rabbi Yossi yesterday. So this is the Pasuk we were talking about. See, that's why the Ihachi we mean, oh, wow, you know, that makes me think about it. But this is the Pasuk, namely, Ish, Ish, mi Beit Yisrael, u minager bi Yisrael, Asher yakriv korban ola Hashem. Asher yakriv korban ola chol nidrehem lachol nidvotam. Asher yakriv ola Hashem lo ola. Remember that? The last part was what we darshaned yesterday. But right now, I just want to look at that ish, because, I mean, if we already have ish by nidarim, and we darshaned that, well, I could have just said ish. Why does it say ish, ish? That's to tell me that even Ovdei Kochavim can be Nodrim Nedarim Benedavos, just like a Yisrael. So then that means we can import the concept of the Ish that it says by these Nidrei Hekdesh directly into the Ish Ki Yafli the Neder Be'er Kecha Nefashos. And if that's the case, we already have the Ish. So even though it said B'nai Yisrael, which was Lohotziata Akum, it says Ish to be Mar Be'akum, Beferish, that's the Ish Ish, right? So then we would automatically know. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that Goyim can be Ne'erachim. And we don't need the specific Ish that's written in the Parsha of Arachim. That's the question that we have. He says, well, you know, it's true. I mean, very often we do have all over, we have this in Brises all over. The Rambam does this all the time. We look for the simple word that makes things easy. So when we're, in other words, if we're not engaged in the actual looking into the detail of what the word means precisely and how we use it, sometimes we use it in very, very complex ways that are not evident right on the surface, right? So, okay, so then we just sort of say, okay, it says B'nai Yisrael, and that means B'nai Yisrael and not Akum. Does it really? It depends. And it says Ish, and that means that they are Ne'erachim. Does it really need to say? It depends. Okay. But the idea is that you get the general idea. That's all. So it didn't really mean that we need the Ish to tell me that. We actually could have learned it from the Ish by Ish Ish of Nedarim. True. Okay. So can you tell me what we, now I'm curious. So why do we need it? Huh? So the high Ish. What do we need this Ish for? So what we need the Ish for is that when we're talking about this B'nai Yisrael and not Akum, you should know that in actuality, what we're coming to talk about is a non-Ish, technically, because he hasn't reached puberty yet, but he is Ish in terms of Nedarim. What's that called? That's the Mufla Samuch LeIsh, a year before puberty, where if the intelligence is specifically, as opposed to Das, but if the intelligence is enough developed, then that for a neder is sufficient to create a neder. That's the idea of Mufla Samach LeIsh. By the way, I've just to explain to you why this is true. This is glorious. The din of dat would be needed for anything that is not zeh davar, because dat means that you're really connected to an external reality. But a child can be extremely intelligent and be totally involved in his artificial world, which is completely virtual because it's all intellectual. So anyway, it's virtual, right? Because a child's world is always basically infatuation. It's play. And therefore, it's good enough for a netter to be able to play. Oh gosh, nobody. All right, three people. That's good. All right. L'chaim. There we go. And amazingly, Zoom knew to put all three together. Don't mistake that for Das, though. It's just AI. Fine. Anyway, so this comes to tell us, okay, so if he's a mufla close to an Ish, that's good enough to be able to make his Erechin. But wait, hold on 1 second. We just had that before, towards the beginning of the Masechet. We were talking about whether a Mufla Samach LeIsh is the Arise. Remember when we were talking about the Sugya of whether the father's ability to be Madir, his son, whether that is stronger than Mufla Samach LeIsh, and we thought that that would be dependent in the question of whether Mufla Samach LeIsh is a Diraisa or a Derabanan. Anyway, so that's a machlokes. if you hold according to Gemara, the Omer, the Mufla, Somach, Le'ish, is the Raisa. So now I understand that I have a Pasuk. That is Marba, Mufla, Somach, Le'ish, by an Akum when it comes to Erechon. But if you hold it as the Rabbonan, so then how can we learn it to teach me a Rabbonan? Ish ki Yafli? What for? No, there's a big difference. We're talking about a Goy over here. The Ish is modifying the B'nai Yisrael V'lo Akum, we said, right? So we're talking about a Goy. A Goy who's a Mufla Samach La'ish, that's good enough. But for Yisrael, it really isn't. So therefore, it would turn out so strange that if you have a Jewish Mufla Samach La'ish, that's not good enough. But if you have a non-Jewish Mufla Samach La'ish, that is good enough. So how in the world is that possible? There's a big discussion. I'm like, where would this come from? Okay, so some learn it's a function of the lo yachel devoro. So if somebody, this is brought by the Rosh and a number of other Rishonim, that since a Jew is shayach to lo yachel devoro, so only if he's possibly included in lo yachel devoro, which means he has to be a gadol, and he would be muzar to get malchus on lo yachel devoro, so he's included in the dorim. Mashain can, we don't have such a limitation by Akum, because anyway, lo yachel devoro doesn't apply to them, so then there's not such a limitation. I mean, it's something of a stretch, but you can understand it once again, conceptually, that once we're allowing in Akum into this whole parsha, we're only allowing them insofar as it isn't real. That's exactly the point. So if it isn't completely real, so then fine, we can allow a Mufla Samach La'ish also. And therefore, it's specifically by Yisrael, where the whole Chiddush is, in terms of the Zadov or Miyuchat Yisrael, there it would not include somebody who is not Shayach to Mitzvahs. Okay, in any event, this entire thing makes absolutely no sense. On the one hand, we're assuming that the Mufla Samach La'ish is a reference to a Goy. Mufla Samach La'ish, right? And that's the way that we understand that the Ish is specifically a modifier of B'nai Yisrael V'lo Akum. That is completely nuts, you understand, because we've said that a Goy cannot be Marich at all. So what do you mean he's a Mufla Samach La'ish? He can't be Marich. I mean, you're certainly not going to talk about a Nerach being a Mufla Samach La'ish. I mean, if a Nerach is 1 month old, he's a Nerach. He is not a Mufla Samach La'ish. Why would you need a Mufla Samach La'ish to be a Nerach? That's nuts. Says the Gemara. Now, wait a minute. You seem to have made a complete 180-degree turn over here. Until now, we've been taking for granted that we're going according to the Shita in Erechon. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. We've been talking about it the whole time as if it's the only Shita. So now we're going to find out that what we thought was the only Shita actually is one Shita. Turns out there's a big machlokas about whether we should include the Goyim in the object of the Erechon, meaning Ne'erachin, or whether on the contrary, we should say the Goyim cannot be Ne'erachin, they can only be Marichin. Okay, that machlokas, that's an Erechon, but let's forget about that for a moment, whatever the svaras are over there. Obviously, if we're trying to figure out whether a 12-year-old Goy is able to be Ma'arich, then we're taking for granted that a Goy can be Ma'arich. So, but you've been saying the whole time a Goy cannot be Ma'arich, can only be Ne'arach. So now you just reversed yourself. So, I mean, I understand if you're ready to now reverse yourself, and you're saying that from the words B'nai Yisrael, we learn that B'nai Yisrael are Ne'erachin, but Ein Ovdei Kochavim Ne'erachin, which is the opposite of how we've been learning until now, which is Rabbi Yossi's approach. This is Rabbi Meir's approach. And we were using Rabbi Meir's approach. Yocho lo yu ma'arichin, tamad lo mar'ish. Fine, that's a total reversal, right? It's reviewed, actually. It's Rabbi Yossi. El Lamandi Omar B'nai Yisrael, which is the way we've been learning until now, which is Rabbi Meir's approach, that B'nai Yisrael ma'arichin, ve'ina ovdei kochavim ma'arichin, yocho lo yeinach ne'erachin, tamad lo ma'ish, and now you want to learn that that ish is actually coming to tell me, mufla samach la'ish can be ne'erach? That's crazy. A tinok ben chodesh can be ne'erach, you only need to be 30 days old. Why do we need a mufla? So we're back to the problem. Ki yafli, makes no sense. Kiyafli lomali. Omer Avada Bar Ava. This idea of Ki Yafli is actually coming to be atuye. The word latuye over here means to include in the set of not being able to be ma'arich, even a gadol who does not know how to be mafli. So he doesn't really understand what he's doing, but he knows that you could be mechayev of yourself somehow. He doesn't understand the nature of making a neder as an erech and so on and so forth. So he, you would think, would be included in being able to make an erech. Kamash malan ish, he needs to be able to also yiki afli. That's what it's coming to tell me. But if he's not an ish who can be mafli, then he's not included. Now, this is also another crazy statement. We already excluded all of the goyim. So what do we need an extra exclusion to tell me? And a goy who's a gadol but doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, this is nuts. Did we or did we not say that we're not going to include goyim in erechins? Why do we need now an ish to tell me if he doesn't know how to be mafli? So this obviously is a major craziness. The Gemara doesn't even explain. So, okay, the Rosh understands it to mean that the Gemara is taking for granted that if it wouldn't be that we already had an extra ish to tell me this, the ish ki yafli, so then I would have said that maybe the way to understand the interrelationship of B'nai Yisrael and then ish would be like this, that goyim are excluded. But then it says ish to tell me that they are included, like we said, right? Except that we said they're included for ne'erachin. But actually, what they would have been included for is, where do we say b'nei Yisroel ma'arichin v'lo and lo akum is only where they don't know how to be mafli. But if they know how to be mafli, then even they are included. That's why we need ish ki afli to tell me we already know that they need to be mafli. Therefore, when it says b'nei Yisrael, it must exclude them totally from being ma'arich, and therefore leaves over only to be ne'erach. That's an awful lot to include between the lines, you know? But anyway, that's how the Rosh learns it, and other Rishonim as well, right? Okay. Now, there's a different explanation that the Rosh mentions in passing and that Tosfos brings from some of the Baalei Tosfos, that the idea over here is that we're not darshaning ish. We're darshaning the fact that we have a miut achar miut. And ein miut achar miut ela l'rabot. So according to this, we would be saying that one, if it wouldn't be for that, we would be marba. Now we're saying that one is one. We need to tell me only that it's excluded in toto because we have two. Okay, that's sheesh. That is a little bit weird, but okay. See, it even leaves more out. All right, so now we're back to our question. If that's true, then we sort of been bouncing back and forth. So first we started looking at the ish. Couldn't find an ish for what to include in the Zeras. So then we wanted to know why we even need the ish by Erecha, because we can learn the ish by Erecha out of the ish by Nedarim of Nidrei Hegdesh. And then we said that we actually were being semich on the ish ki yafli, but now that we're darshaning the ki yafli, so then why do we have ki yafli repeated by Naziris? Because then, again, we have no need for that. Isho isha. Ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir l'Hashem. But remember, right at the beginning of the Masechet, right back in Nedarim, that lindor neder nozir lahazir is already that the Torah is being makish Nedarim and Naziris. So that means that it's as if it already wrote Beferish Ki Yafli in the sugya of the Naziris. So why do we need it? We could learn it out from Erechin. Because if Naziris is compared to Nedarim, and Nedarim is compared to Erechin, Nedar Nedar, so then the Hafla'ah is automatically applicable to Naziris. Michte, Ha'izkish Naziris L'Nedarim with the words of Lindor Nedar Nozir L'Hazir. And since we know that Erechin, we just said, that Erechin and Nedarim are compared, so then why do I need Ki Yafli by Nazir? Ah, That is coming to include yadayim she'enan mochichot. Now, to include yadayim enan mochichot is a little bit strange because the word lafli means to make very clear. And if you're repeating ki afli, you're not going to include things that are less clear. You're going to demand greater clarity, right? So therefore, most of the Rishonim understand the words la'atuye, to include yadayim she'enan mochichot, to include the need for hafla'a, and therefore to include yadayim she'enan mochichot in the set of exclusions, is what it means. Basically saying limu'ute. So the la'atuye over here means to include in the limitations on Naziris that it has to be a yadayim mochiach. The itmar yadayim she'enan mochichot, Abaye omer havin yadayim, and Rav omer lo havin yadayim. Now, if you don't understand that, and you think you're just reading through the Gemara, and you're used to using the word la'atuye means to include, and you're not using your brain, and it's not engaged in saying that include would be to include in the exclusion, which admittedly is a bit strange. So then you would read this to include, and you would think it means that you could include even yadayim that are not mochichot for the dorim, and then the girsa that we have would make sense. Oh, so then that's very nice, according to Abaye, who holds that yadayim she'enan mochichot having yadayim. We just proved it from including latuye yadayim she'enan mochichot. The problem is that if it means what we think it means, then the girsa over here is completely hafuch, and indeed, the Rabbeinu Tam says this is ridiculous. This is hafuch. It's the other way around. And that actually it should say, according to Rava, who says, lo havin yadayim, so this makes a great deal of sense. Because the yafli means to include even yadayim, if they're einan mochichot, in the nedarim that are not binding, and therefore in the naziris over here. But according to Abaye, who says, yadayim she'enan mochichot are yadayim, how do you understand the pasuk? If ki yafli is coming to tell me that you have to have yadayim mochichot. So according to him, you're right. All right, so then we can darshan ki yafli to tell me something else. Ki yafli is not in terms of yadayim. It's in terms of being sure. And you remember the case that we had before? Six people are walking into a bar, walking down the street, and one of them says, this guy that's coming, that is definitely Barnea. And the other guy says, no, that's definitely not Barnea. And so on and so forth, right? And one of them says, I bet that one of you is a netter. Each one of them bets this with a Naziris. I bet that none of you is a Nazir. I bet that all of you is a Nazir. I bet that one of you and not both of you. And I bet that none at all. And whatever, they're all six of them were Nazirim. Why is that? That's what it's coming to tell me, that you have to know. You said it very clearly, but you didn't know, did you? Weren't sure that it was Barnea. So because of that, none of them are Nazirim. Okay, so that's coming to tell me this halacha gufa. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer Mishum, Rabbi Tarfan, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. L'fisher lo nitna nazirut ela lahafla'a. Over here, the meaning of the hafla'a is not the clarity of the words. The meaning of the hafla'a is the clarity of the facts. And therefore, since we do not have clarity of the facts, so therefore, nobody is a Nazir. And this is a new extension of the concept of hafla'a, and that is what it is that we're referring to in this ki yafli. But in Achinami, it is not referring to the whole question of whether we have yadayim, mochichot, and so on. Fine. Okay. By the way, I mixed you up a little bit before, because the Tosfos that bring, it's really the Riva. The Riva and Tosfos that brings this din of Miyad Achar Miyad was on this sugya. I put it into the previous sugya in the Rush. Where over there it's different. Here he says the idea of ki afli is that we're darshaning a double hafla'a. And therefore, if that's the point, since it says ki afli twice, because we're applying the other ki afli also, that ain't miyad achar miyad ela l'rabba. He said, therefore, when it says la'atuye, it really means la'atuye. We're coming to include yadayim she'enan mochichot because of Ein Mirach Rimiyat El Rabbas. Excuse me for that confusion. Okay, now, continuing on. So now we have an explanation that has nothing to do with the idea of the concept of Yadayim Mochichot, Reino Mochichot. We could avoid the whole discussion. So, okay, but what if you don't hold it for Rabbi Tarfon? I mean, it's all very nice, but Anichal Rabbi Tarfon. But what about according to the Rabbanan, who say that you can make an Nazirus like this, even though the facts aren't clear, and in the event that it turned out to be Barnea, you would be a Nazir, or you would not be a Nazir, as the case would be. So what about according to the Rabbanan? So what is the Kiyafli coming to tell me? Actually, Heter Nedor and Porch Bat, this is really a Mishnah that we had in Chagiga, a very famous Mishnah, right? So it says over there, Heter Nedor and Porchim Ba'avir, Ve'in Le'em Ama She'yismoch. So this concept that a Chocham can be Mater Neder doesn't really have a strong base that it can rely on. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it has a very strong base. Yesh Le'em Ama She'yismoch. She'nemar Ki'yafli. And it says this twice. Ish ki yafli, shtei pa'amim, as we've just talked about. One of them in reference to the ki yafli neder be'erkecha, and the other one is ki yafli lindor neder nozir la'azir. So why does it say ki yafli twice? Because one is the haflala isur, in which you define clearly what it is that you've been mekabel on yourself. But the other is also a haflala, because when you speak to a chacham, you have to explain precisely what you had in mind, right? So he's going to ask you, would you have made this neder if? And he keeps going through all those questions. That is zeroing in an even greater extent in the detail of what your state of mind was. And therefore, the second kiaflaam, miafli, must mean that you're being called upon to fully explicate everything that was in your words. Oh man, what would that mean? It must mean that it's possible to go back, re-examine your neder, and get a heter. So the very fact that the Torah uses the word kiafli twice, that is a raya that there's a haflala heter, meaning to a chacham, who can utilize that and be matir your neder, which is a brilliant analysis, in which case we have a very important need for the repetitive kiafli, according to Rabbi Eliezer. If you don't know of Rabbi Eliezer, so you get hold of Rabbi Tarfon. And in any event, you could certainly hold of Richie, who wants to say something important. So now we have this interesting halacha of Avadim and Nashim, both of whom have Nazirs, but there's a difference between them. And Chomer ba'avadim mi b'nashim. So there is something that is more Chomer, because you can be mefer nidrei ishto, but you cannot simply cancel out eino mefer nidrei avdo. You don't have any power to actually cancel the nazirus completely. And therefore, there's a tremendous difference, because when a Baal is made for the Naziris of his wife, it's gone. It'll never come back again, unless, of course, she makes the netter again. But all he can do for an Eved is insist that I am the master over here, and I need you to be properly fueled to paint the house today, and therefore you darn well are going to eat this grape, because that's just enough fuel for the living room. So he can insist. But, I mean, as soon as his insistence is over, if he frees the Eved or whatever, then the netter comes back. So a fair li'ishto, once you do a hafara for a wife, it's over. A fair olamit, masha enkein, a fair la'avdo, it'll come right back again. And if, let's say, the yatza l'cheirut, so then his nazirus will be chal. This is how the simple meaning of the Mishnah, and the way most of the Rishonim, other than the Rambam, learn the Mishnah. The Rambam takes the Mishnah at its word. If you were mefer la'avdo, which is an indication that you're not you don't have the master-slave relationship in mind, because if you did, you would just tell him to eat the grape, you bum. And instead, you're giving him over this whole big halachic thing, I made for... That means that you don't see him as an Eved. You're treating him like a Ben Chorin. So then you just freed him. And therefore, he was automatically Yotzer L'Cheirus. You don't know how to be a boss, then you don't have an Eved. And therefore, he's Yotzer L'Cheirut. And at that point, of course, he has to be Mashum as the Zirut, because the Hafara was a completely meaningless act. It's tough being a boss, as many of you may have discovered. Tana Rabbana. Lama Rabba Kofo L'Nezirut. This doesn't mean Lama, it means Lima. To what extent, for what purposes, can a Rav be Kofa Nezirut, be Kofa for in this thing, only Benogea Nezirut? He cannot be Kofa Nedorim or Erechit. So in other words, let's say that instead of Nezirut, let's say that the Evet said, I am not going to eat this grape. So then the Adon can't say, yes, you are. I have a neder. I'm not allowed to eat the grape. It's Isra Anor. Maybe Anor, Achila. You can't force me to eat Tarfus. So that's true. He can't force him. That's what it seems to be saying. That over there, we don't have this din. Why is that? Maishna Gabi Nazir. So how come we have the boss can cancel a Naziris, but the boss can't cancel a neder? Why would that be true? Well, the Omer Achmona Lasar Isar al Nafsho. Now note the Lashon in the Pasik. I mean, why are we talking about al Nafsho, Isar al Nafsho? All you have to say is Lasar Isar. The idea of here as al Nafsho is that it has to mean that he is master of his own soul. Misha Nafsho Knu Yolo. Who has a right to define what I will eat and what I won't eat, but an Eved doesn't have that right. And over here, he is kanuya to his Odin. Yotze Eved, she'en nafsho kanuya lo. So if the Eved wants to be mekabel a tainis on himself at mincha, the Odin says, what, are you crazy? You're not going to have any energy tomorrow. I can't have religious avodim over here. Go practice your asceticism somewhere else. I need a well-fed Eved. So that means that by definition, the Torah is saying, you've got to be your own boss to be able to do that. But, I mean, if that's true, so then it's true about Nedarim, not only of Naziris. I mean, it says the same Lashon. It's by the Lesor Yisr al-Nafsho. It's said in the context of Yidor Neder Lashem O Yishavashvuah. It's not said in the context of Naziris. So it's more applicable directly to Neder or Shvua. So why, if that's the case, did you say that when it comes to an Eved of Neder, there the Adon cannot force him? On the contrary, that's the main place where we should say he doesn't have a right to make a Neder. So Yochi Afilu Gabi Nedarim Nami. Well, says Rav Sheshet, there's a big difference. Look, the Neder that we're talking about over here is that the guy has a plate of grapes, delicious grapes. And he says, I'm not going to eat those grapes, and he makes a neder to aser those grapes on himself. So over there, by Nedarim, what's the Odin going to say? You absolutely must eat those grapes, because how are you going to have enough energy to paint the living room, right? Ah, but when it comes to a neder, he could always take other grapes. I mean, the neder doesn't mean he can't eat any grapes. He can't eat these grapes. So give him other grapes, and then he will have enough energy to paint the living room. So therefore, it's not a problem. And so therefore, by nedarim dechi mitzer b'hai, if he's usher in this plate of grapes, lo mitzer b'achrina, he's not usher in other plates of grapes. So therefore, the Odin can't say, what are you talking about? You can't not eat. I didn't say I won't eat. I said I won't eat these grapes. Give me other grapes. But by naziris, we're over there. If you atzer yourself in grapes, you're not going to be able to eat any grapes. So how do you expect a non-drinking Eved to be able to get any work done? Therefore, in that case, the Odin can be kofes. So over there, the chimitzer ba'ayitzer b'kulo. So they're mutzi kofi like. Says the Gemara, that's ridiculous. I mean, so then it's completely case dependent. I mean, what about in the case of a neder, where there's only one plate of grapes, okay? The guy doesn't have access to anything else. And then the Eved is going to be making a neder that he cannot eat those grapes. And you're telling me that the Odin cannot be Kefem? Why not? He could say, if you don't eat those grapes, you're not going to be able to paint the living room. So you can't make it dependent on the specific case of whether there are other grapes or not other grapes. I mean, Milo Eskinan, even in a case where there are no other grapes, Deleka Ela Hayeshko, you've got one cluster of grapes. The Eloch Lecholish. If he's not going to eat them, he's going to be too weak to do the painting.
It's called clusters last day.
Boy, oh boy. Well, like we said, it's the iterative hay. You only learn how to make the good ones after making the bad ones. So, must be the case is, and we're not talking about clusters of grapes. We're talking about one seed of a grape. Now, so we've got this neder. The Eved is about to eat. He's got this beautiful plate all decorated, and in the middle of the plate is one grape seed, okay? Oh, says the Eved, boy, does that look good. You know what? I'm on my new diet. I'm not eating this grape. And he makes a grape seed. And he makes a neder. He's not eating this grape seed. So over there, by Nedarim, he's only usher on this one grape seed. And therefore, the Adan cannot be kofahim. But by Naziris, he's not going to be able to eat any grape seeds. Well, then, you know, who knows what life would be like without being able to eat any grape seeds. So over there, you can understand that ultimately, grape seeds are a great source of ethanol, and he's an ethanol power Eved. So Mimela, because of that, the Adan would be able to be kofim by Naziris. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Is a grape seed going to provide him with a calorie or not? So it will provide him with a half a calorie, fine. So it will provide him with a half a calorie of energy. A half a calorie of energy equals 1 square inch of painting. So why can't the Adon say, if he doesn't eat this grape seed, he's not going to have the energy to paint an extra square inch of my ceiling. And therefore, I insist that you eat this grape seed. I mean, I understand what you're doing. You can't, you know what this Gemara is really about, don't you? It's really about just a half a cookie every morning doesn't matter. Oh, yes, it does. That's the point of the Gemara. There ain't no such thing. Either it's got a calorie or it doesn't have a calorie. And if it does, it does matter. And it's going to ultimately show up. Now, it may be only showing up in a square inch of ceiling paint. Or it may be showing up in a square inch of waste skin, spelt W-A-I-S-T, not W-A-S-T-E, although both of them may be related. And therefore, it's always going to count. Brilliant. All right, so this doesn't make sense, says the Gemara. What if this is the last grape seed in the world? Milo askina deleka la hay chartzan? And if he doesn't eat this chartzan, he's not going to be able to do... I love it. He's not going to be able to do that 1 square inch of ceiling. So why? Again, you're just making it dependent on the particular circumstances. It doesn't make sense. Ella Omar Abaye, you have the whole thing wrong. We didn't mean that by Naziris, the Adon can be Kofahim, but by Nedarim, the master cannot be Kofahim. No, we bet just the opposite. By Naziris, you would have to be Kofahim. But by Nedarim, you don't even need to be Kofahim because the Neder is Bichlal not Chal. That's what it means. But the correct way to understand this whole thing, the way I understand it, says Abai, is like this. Lema Rabot Tzarich Lichvoto. Where do you need to order him to be over on his words? Only the Gabi Naziris. But when the Neder is the topic and the Adon doesn't like a neder that he made to asser himself in, he does not need to force him to be over on him, on his neder, or his shvua. Eino tzarech lichvoto linadarim, ve'eino tzarech lichvoto lishvua, because they are bichlal not roy in the beginning. Why? Because since the Torah says when it comes to neder, the lehara o lehetiv, that the person would be able to be doing, taking on a neder that is going to deprive him of food? That means that in the same way that we do not have a hatava that is a chiyav, so you want to do something, you want some delicious steak for dinner. Okay, you can take it, but it's a reshus, it's not a chiyav. So if you make a shvua to have steak for dinner, fine, you can, because it says l'ra'a l'etiv. But that means that what it is that the neder or shvua is chal on is a reshus, not on a chiyav. So yotze l'harala acherim, would I be able to do something, take on a neder to say, let me say, I'm making a neder that you are not allowed to eat today. How's that? No, you can't do that. You can only do this to yourself. It has to be reshus. That is in your hands. This is not in your hands. So basically, a neder that the adin is going to be affected by obviously can't be made by the Eved. How can an Eved aser someone else's things if his need to eat is a function of the Adain's will? So I don't need to tell him, no, I insist that you eat. You see? So by Naziris, Naziris is an entirely different issue, because by Naziris, the Torah puts you into a status in which now we're going to aser Yayin Rishus, Yayin Mitzvah, and so on and so forth. That's the Torah's idea. You don't even talk about Yayin. You were makabel on yourself only not to get a haircut, but you became an Azir. Okay, so over there, it's true that it affects ultimately the Odin, so the Odin has the power to be kofi. You would say, I'm sorry, this is not, you don't have the right to do that to me. So then he puts it into abeyance, essentially. When he's not there, if the Odin cancels out or he dies or whatever, so then it's still around, the Chiyav is still around. Masha Enkem, when it comes to the Naziris, when it comes to the neder, you had no right to make that in the first place. Who are you to say that I am the one that's going to suffer? That's what you're saying when you say you're not going to eat. And that was the meaning of saying the difference between nazir and nedarim. And now, a word from our kapitan, assuming that he is still with us. Assuming that he is still with us. There we go. Huh? There we go. Avar mikeneged panav. Once the Eved gets away from the Adai. Now, what does that mean? He gets away from the Adai. He ran away. So now he's no longer, he made himself an Uzzer and then he runs away. What's the din then? Says Rebbe Meir. Well, so then he obviously is going to have to keep his Naziris because his Adai wasn't there in order to insist that today I want you to eat. You're not around. So what do you mean today I want you to eat? So then he goes back to having to keep his Naziris. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, at this point, he is still in the state of the Adon saying that he's supposed to drink. And therefore, he's, for whatever reason, we're going to have to discuss why this would be true. I mean, I would understand that according to Rabbi Yossi, since the Adon doesn't want this Eved to deteriorate, so maybe he should continue to drink. So is it that they're arguing in the din of Shmuel? Lema b'de Shmuel kamiflegi. The Omar Shmuel, ha-mafkir avdo yatsa l'cherut ve'eno tzarich get shichrur. So if a Odin would actually have been mafkir the Eved, so now he doesn't have an Odin, so now he owns himself. So you'll say, yeah, but he doesn't own himself unless he gets a get, and he needs a get from his master. So according to Shmuel, he does not, and he's just like everybody else, and if that's the case, if he runs away, and if, adds Tosfos, the Odin has been mityaesh, so now if I give up and I despair of ever getting him back, so that's the equivalent of being mafkir him, so I lose my baalut. So if I was mafkir him, so then according to Shmuel, he is now not an Eved any longer. So that should be the machlokas, right? So apparently Rabbi Meir holds like Shmuel, and that he was Yotze Lecheres, and therefore his Naziris was Chal. Because remember, the Adon was never able to cancel his Naziris. He could just insist on his Naziris. So Memela, he says, okay, if that's the din, then he is a Nazir. Mashenkin, Rabbi Yossi says, no, he's still an Evet. Even if the Adon was Miyaesh, did he give him a Get Shichrur? No. But Shmuel says he doesn't need a Get Shichrur. Well, I don't know the Shmuel. So maybe that's goof for the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. It's difficult to believe because normally when we have a din by an Amira, he takes into consideration the various Tanaim, right? Says the Gemara, of course, that's not the point. What Shmuel will tell you is everybody agrees with me. And Kuli Alma Isle to Shmuel that he is certainly considered to be a Ben Chorin without a Get Shichrur, if the Adon was either Mavkir or Mityaesh from him. So what are we arguing about over here? Well, the Mandi Omar Yishte, according to Rabbi Yossi, the reason that he should be drinking wine is because his far is, look, in the end, this guy is going to recover his Evet, right? So, sof sof mahadar hodar va'ati gabe, and therefore, he should continue to drink wine. This is even the Adon is saying to himself, heck, I don't want this guy to come back here looking like a mess and not having had any wine to drink. He will probably be half insane by the time he gets back here. No, no, let him drink it up, you know? And then when he gets back, we'll have a decent Evet. Masha Einkein, if you say that it's usher for him to drink, which is Rabbi Meir, the reason that it's usher for him to drink is sover lahavilet sara, ki'echad al-hadragabe. If the Evet knows he ain't going to be able to have any kind of drinks, and all those beautiful-looking bars are going to be shut to him unless he gets back home and the Adon says, drink, you bum, drink, so that may force him to get back home. So that would be a good reason for him not to drink. And therefore, it would be a takona for the Adon for him not to drink, because in the end, that will enable him to get back to the correct owner. Fine. Excellent. Anyway, so we've learned a lot about calories do count today. And Baruch Hashem, the differences between the interrelationship of Misha Nafsho Knuyalo to Lahara Lahetiv and to the differences between states of Nazirus versus the acceptance of Nadarim and the differences between a Mufla Samuch Laish, between an Akum and the Yisrael, and the possibilities of inclusion of Mufla Samuch Laish Legabe Goyim, whereas by Yisrael, they would not be included, and a review of some of the sugyas we've had before about the dinim of Mufla Samuch Laish. So it's been an exciting morning all along, and I look forward to more excitement, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, with the grace of the good Lord.